Marissa, and you are listening from Boise. Today's story is all about Treefort Music Fest. Treefort starts in 2 weeks. Are you going? I'm going. I'm definitely going. So, you know, in case you're not familiar, or even if you are familiar, this story today is basically a guide to Treefort 2024. So, you know, if you like go to Treefort, some of this stuff, you're going to be like, yeah, I know. But also some of it, I like at the end, I'm going to go through some schedule picks. So you might be interested in that. I am going to talk through all this, but honestly, I personally think it would be most helpful to like look at it. So you should check out the newsletter version too. That's either in your inbox or at fromboise.com. So I'm just going to get into it. Okay. Treefort is a music and arts festival. It starts on Wednesday, March 20th, and it goes all the way through Sunday, March 24th. Like it goes until like 2 a.m. on Sunday. So all the way through. So let's go back to the beginning, shall we? And just talk about like a very brief history of Treefort. So the story of Treefort goes back to 2011. At that time, Boise was a different city than it is now. I mean, it had some of the same elements, but it was different. There was a big ass hole in downtown Boise, aka the Boise Hole. The Red Room existed. Do you guys remember that? So did the Crux. Radio Boise just went on the airwaves. There was people camped outside of the county courthouse. So the Occupy Boise movement. Do you guys remember that? What else was happening then? Tell me, because those are the only things I could remember off the top of my head. But anyways, as the story goes, Treefort's four founders, which are Eric Gilbert, Lori Shandro, Drew Lerona, and Megan Stoll, met in the summer of 2011, thanks to fate and Boise's 2 degrees of separation. They collectively envisioned a music fest that would play host to a bunch of regional and national artists while showcasing our local bands and the dynamic potential of downtown Boise to hold a festival. So they brought on a few more community members, and within 6 months, that small group of people planned and organized the first ever Treefort Music Fest. That first Treefort, Treefort 1, took place March 22nd through 25th, 2012, in the Linen District of downtown Boise. There was 137 artists that played shows in 8 venues. The main stage was in a parking lot on Grove Street in between 12th and 13th Streets. Ale Fort was the first fort. There was more than 200 volunteers and dozens of downtown Boise businesses that helped pull it off, and a few thousand fans were there to experience it. It was obviously a great success, and they continued, and now we have an annual Treefort Music Fest. Over the following years, Treefort would grow and change and expand right along with Boise and the surrounding cities and towns. Since then, it has gained 13 forts, many, many more stages, and thousands of fans. The fest would become known as this, you know, happy, like, come-as-you-are festival. It's also become known as a place where you can see a band before they, like, quote-unquote, blow up and get really popular. Something I love about Treefort is generations of kids have grown up treefording. I mean, you know, this has been happening for, this is the 12th year. So like some kids have literally grown up treefording. Bands have met each other at the fest and gone on to form new bands or partner on tours. And I think that really one of the biggest things that Treefort did was it helped people realize that Boise was this beautiful city and had like a great music and art scene and was just like a cool place to be. You know what I mean? It was what you might call a flyover city back then. It wasn't quite on all of the like, this is such a cool place to live lists. After celebrating its 10th festival in 2022, Treefort had to go through some significant changes. So since the very first Treefort, the Treefort main stage had been in that parking lot on Grove Street. And many of the surrounding stages and events were set up either on Grove Street or in the parking lot of the Owyhee building or in empty spaces, the lobby, the rooftop of the Owyhee building. So shortly after the 2022 festival wrapped up, a bunch of construction began. 'Tis the story of Boise right now, right? Yeah, it used to be there, but now it's a building. Anyways, so construction began like right after the 2022 festival on Hotel Renegade, which is the giant hotel right behind the Owyhee. It's opening in May of this year. And then also construction began on what is called the Broadstone Saratoga, which is a 334 unit apartment building on Grove Street. It used to be a parking lot. Sorry to say be like that, but it did. That's set to open in November of 2024. Also, if you've like looked at Grove Street lately, it's kind of a shit show. So it's pretty easy to see why Treefort had to find a new spot. So in 2023, for last year's festival, Treefort moved the main stage, the Hideout stage, Kid Fort, Ale Fort, and some other things over to Julia Davis Park. Also in 2023, Treefort opened Treefort Music Hall like a couple days before the festival, which is just right up the street from Julia Davis Park. So in a way, the festival's like main hub kind of shifted from the Linen District on Grove Street over to Julia Davis Park, Capitol Boulevard area. However, it still takes place like all throughout downtown. I think that there's over 30 music venues. I think there's close to like 60 venues total. There's nearly 500 artists on the lineup. There's 13 forts that bring an additional like couple hundred artists to the festival. In short, there's a lot going on over the 5 days. So I'm going to tell you how you can experience it. There's like a couple different ways, okay? So first things first, you need a pass. And you also need like a loose game plan. You need some sort of game plan. I mean, you could totally just walk in blind and just like let her rip. I think that's awesome. And Treefort is the perfect festival to do something like that. But most people need some sort of plan. So first option, you could go for 5 days, or you could go for like, if you're going to go for 4 days, you should get a 5 day pass. So if you're going to go to Treefort for more than 3 days, buy the full 5 day festival pass. It's $320. You could also buy a zip line pass, which is $440. And that pass lets you skip the line all throughout the festival. That one's pretty sweet if you can swing it. There's also a 5 day pass for people who are under age 21. It's called the U21 pass. That one's $170. And that will get you into all shows, all venues over the 5 days, all venues that are like not 21 and over, which is more than half of the venues, by the way. So these three passes, the 5 day pass, the zip line pass, and the U21 pass, will get you into all events for all 5 days of Treefort with like two exceptions, which are the two food fort dinners. So this is the best option if you do the math. If you plan to go to Treefort for more than 3 days, get the 5 day pass. That's your best option. Okay, you could also just go for a day or two. So if you're going to do that, you're going to buy a single day pass, which is $120. And with a single day pass, you can go to everything happening on that day. So like if you're going to go on Friday and Saturday, you're going to buy a Friday pass and a Saturday pass, and you can go to everything on Friday and everything on Saturday. If you do the math on this and then compare it with a schedule, it's honestly a screaming deal. So is the 5 day pass. So like, for example, there's over 375 events happening on Saturday alone. So if you got a single day pass on Saturday, you would be paying less than 25 cents per event. Not that you're going to make it to 375 events, but just to say, like, sometimes people kind of like balk at the prices. And if you go to other festivals, you'll realize that this Treefort is a really good deal. There, I don't know of another festival that's priced like that has this many events. So, okay, so you could also just go to the main stage. So the main stage is in Julia Davis Park. You could easily spend your entire day at the park. There's a section of the park that's totally free. In that section, you can go to Ale Fort, Kid Fort, and you can see music on the band shell. And there's some really good shows on the band shell. I'll get into that later. The other section of the park is wristband only, meaning that you'll either need a 5 day pass, a single day pass, or the main stage pass, which is $60. And with all three of those passes, you can enter that section. Within that section, there's the main stage and also the Hideout stage, which both have great shows as well. That section also has Lookout Lounge, which is this new private lounge area. There's private bathrooms, private bar, and like a place to sit down. If you have done Treefort, you know that your feet are like freaking screaming by Saturday and Sunday. So the Lookout Lounge requires an additional ticket on top of whatever wristband you have. Those are $150 for all 5 days. So with the main stage pass for $60, you can see shows on 7 different stages in one day. There's also some more stages around town that you could see music for free and some free forts too, which I'll get into also in a second. You could also just go to a show. So if there's like a show that you want to see or you want to hang out with some friends at a specific venue, you can buy a ticket to that specific venue or show. This is not available for all venues. The ones that you can buy a ticket to see on a given day are Treefort Music Hall. Those tickets are $40. You can see all the shows at Treefort Music Hall for that day. You can do that at the Basque Center. Those are $25. You can see all the shows at the Basque Center. Knitting Factory, those are $25 to $35 depending on the day. The Edelman Building, which is where all your late night DJs are going to be, not exclusively, but like that's what's at the Edelman Building. There's DJs in other spots too. But if you want to go dance, you can spend $30 and get into the Edelman Building. There's 2 different rooms within the Edelman Building. You can also buy a ticket to the Morrison Center. They have a really cool event happening on Saturday. A couple different like music and dance events happening. Those tickets are $53 to $68. So some venues like the Shrine, Pangilly's, Hannah's, they usually have a cover at the door, but that is totally based on capacity. So it's not guaranteed that you'll get in. You could also just go to an event. There's a few events that are ticketed and you don't need a festival pass to go. You would just need this ticket. So those events are on Wednesday, March 20th, the Amano Dinner with Food Fort, which sounds incredible. I have a schedule conflict. Otherwise, I'd be going to the Amano Dinner, but instead I'm going to go see CMAT at the Hideout Stage. But anyways, it's, you know, Amano, the amazing James Beard restaurant in Caldwell. Chef Salvador is doing a 5-course dinner and mezcal pairing. It's going to be so good. I'm still torn, but I think it's going to be really amazing. So those tickets are $165. And also that one's a 21 and over event. On Thursday, March 21st, Street Eats is happening. That is a food fort dinner that happens at Zoo Boise. And it's so fun. I love Street Eats. I'm definitely going to Street Eats. It's like my favorite dinner I have all year long. It's like 14 different local restaurants and they all create this special little dish for Street Eats and you get to eat as much as you want. You can tell how much I love this, right? The tickets are $45 and seriously, it's so good. I'm still thinking about last year, Sunshine Spice Cafe made these like dumpling things. Oh my God, they were so good. I think I went back like 5 times. And got those. Sorry, I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but I did. It was so good. Okay, and then also on Thursday, March 21st, All Fantasy Everything, the podcast, where they make fantasy drafts, like fantasy football style drafts about everything. That's a pod fort thing. It's happening at the Egyptian, and you can either get in with your wristband or you can buy a $15 ticket to go see that. And then on Saturday, March 23rd, the podcast Beautiful Anonymous is a Podfort thing also happening at the Egyptian. Same deal. Those you can buy a ticket for $15 or you can get in with your wristband. Beautiful Anonymous is a really cool podcast where he takes an anonymous phone call from a stranger and they just talk. And it's just like all kinds of conversations happen. So that's a cool one. On Saturday, March 23rd, also the comedian Mark Maron. He's a comedian and he also has a podcast called WTF with Mark Maron. That's a comedy fort thing also happening at the Egyptian. You can get in with your wristband or the tickets are $85. So you could also just go to your favorite fort. Some of the forts have like a fort pass that you can buy. So you could, you know, if you like are going to go to every single yoga fort thing, you could buy a yoga fort pass and then just go to all the free shows and see things that way. Because there's a ton of free stages, which I will get into next. The forts that you can buy a specific pass for are Film Fort. Those are $30. You can go see all the films happening. Hack Fort is also $30. They have a ton of events this year. And then Yoga Fort, $75. You can also get into Drag Fort by paying a cover, like a door cover at the balcony. I can't remember exactly how much it is off the top of my head. I think it's either like, I don't know, I'm afraid to tell you a price unless it's higher, but it's somewhere between $15 and $25. Let's just say that. Okay, you could also do what people call free fording, which is going to all the free things. Treefort has multiple free forts, free stages. They also have things called second chance shows. That list has not been released yet, but I'll let you know in a Thursday newsletter when it does come out. So most of these shows are all ages. I'm looking at this list. Yeah, I don't think anything is over 21. So that's a fun one to do with your family. You can see free shows at Alefort Lounge, which is in Julie Davis Park. Despite that being like quote unquote a bar, it's all ages. You can also see free shows at the Bandshell, which is in Julie Davis Park. You can see things at the Nest, which is at Kid Four, also in Julie Davis Park. Boise Brewing has a stage set up in the middle of the street on Broad Street in downtown. That one's free. Lost Grove Brewing, like the one over by campus off the Greenbelt, kind of. That one's free. Payette Brewing, also free. The Cyclops stage is on the Grove Plaza this year. That one's free. Basically, it's like a Live After Five style. The Tree Line, which are bands on the bus, that's free. And then everything at Skate Fort is also free, which takes place on Saturday at Road Skate Park. You can also go to a bunch of the fort things for free. So Ale Fort is free. I mean, you need to buy like tokens to, you know, drink. But that one's totally free. Also this year, they have like a bunch of different bars. They have a really cool wine showcase happening, including a rainbow wine showcase. And they have a dedicated non-alcoholic bar. So that's cool. They're actually doing like non-alcoholic cocktails. I'm really excited to try those. One of which is an olive oil martini, which sounds so intriguing. Another free fort is Art Fort. Kid Fort is totally free. Music Talks are free. If you're interested in the music industry, you should totally be going to Music Talks. Pod Fort is totally free, except for the two shows at the Egyptian. Everything else is free. Skate Fort, happening on Saturday, is free. And Story Fort is free. Also note, just like one thing, all the Story Fort things are free, but there is a couple of events that are happening at Ocho's, which is a 21 and over venue, just FYI. Okay, so second, you need some details. Like there's a couple things you just, like I said, you could totally just walk in blind and wander around. I think that's awesome. Do it. But like most people need a little bit of a plan. So whatever floats your boat, here's a couple things. You should download the Treefort app. It's like amazing. It's the best way to, you can see the whole lineup. You can see the whole schedule, like up to date. You can make your own schedule. You can send a schedule to friends. Also during the festival, the app will tell you how long the line is at certain venues. So like if you don't want to wait in line, you can just not even walk over to that venue. Or if you're like, oh God, the show I really want to see is starting to get a line, you can like hightail it over there and make sure you get in. Okay, if you don't know any of the bands, I've got some ideas for you in a second, but also you can check out Treefort did curated schedules this year. I actually helped put those together. So I've got a link to that. You can also listen to their playlist. That's how I've listened to a lot of them. I'm not going to lie, sometimes listening to the playlist involves a lot of skipping. What I do is like I listen on Spotify and I have the Treefort playlist and then I make my own playlist called Treefort and I like just drag songs that I like over into there so I can go back and find them. Also, if you're wondering how to get around Treefort, there's a couple options. There's the Tree Line bus that I mentioned. This is like a city bus, but they create a free kind of like shuttle service that runs a loop throughout the festival. It's really awesome. It's a great way to just like get around if you don't have a bike or don't want to walk, like, you know, from the shrine all the way back to main stage and then back to the shrine. So the Tree Line runs Wednesday through Friday. This would be March 20th through 22nd, 6 to 11 p.m. And then on Saturday from 2 to 11 p.m. There's no bus on Sundays. Also, bands play on the bus, which is like so fun. I mean, when have you ever seen a show on the bus? And not if you've been to Treefort, because then you have. Okay, also, like, obviously walking around is another great way. Your feet might be a little bit tired, but, like, that's showbiz, baby. Okay, and then also biking, obviously, is a great way to get around. This is how I get around. I freaking love biking around Treefort. It's just, like, so much easier. My feet feel so much better when I bike. Also like you can just park and then you can kind of, you know, I usually like ride over to the shrine and then I'll bounce back and forth between like the shrine and the Neuralux and the Olympic and then go go back, grab my bike, head back down to the main stage and do like Boise Brewing, Treefort Music Hall, you know, all that. One more thing about bikes is like, definitely bring a bike lock. I got my bike stolen during Treefort a couple years ago. So like, bring a bike lock too. It's a little bit annoying to like take it on and off all the time, but like it would super suck if you got your bike stolen. Okay. Also, you could ride like one of the electric scooters that are around. You could also skateboard around, but note that if you are skateboarding, you know, sometimes you got to stash it. I don't know if they let those into venues. If you are going to drive downtown, I'm just going to go ahead and say that I don't think that's a good idea. It's not easy to park, honestly. Like, there's no place besides a parking garage or like a surface lot that you could park all day, and those are expensive. So if you're willing to pay for it, then go for it. But I don't know. I don't think that that would be the easiest thing, personally, especially if you're planning on like drinking and then you're going to have to get home. So carpool or like Uber or Lyft is probably your best thing. If you use a wheelchair or you're festivaling with somebody who does use a wheelchair or needs like a little bit more accessibility, Treefort has a page with accessible venues. There's also ADA parking at the main stage area in Julie Davis Park. So I'll link to their webpage that has that information on it. Okay, quick packing list. Here's some things that you should not forget. You need to bring a 16-ounce steel cup. This is how you like drink at the festival. There's no plastic cups. There's some things in cans, but like you should bring a steel cup. It doesn't have to be a Treefort cup. It just has to be a 16-ounce steel cup. You could also bring a reusable water bottle if you want. I personally just use my steel cup to like get water. They have water fountains all over the place. It's just, I don't know. I like to travel light. You know what I mean? But you can totally bring a steel cup, or I mean a reusable water bottle too. Earplugs. You are not too cool to wear earplugs, okay? Just do it. You'll thank yourself later when you can't hear me talking to you on this podcast. You're going to be like, damn, I should have packed earplugs. Okay, you should probably bring sunglasses and or a hat, partly to look cool, partly because hopefully, fingers crossed, knock on wood, it's going to be sunny and hot. Okay, also you're going to need your wallet. Don't forget. You should also consider bringing like a fanny pack or a small backpack to keep your treasures in, you know, like your sunglasses and your earplugs, and then you could hook your steel cup onto it. I also like to bring a portable charger because my phone always dies during Treefort and then I can't find my friends and I'm alone and I'm scared. So bring your portable charger. Like I said, bring a bike lock. I recommend bringing an extra layer. I mean, it's springtime. You never know when it's going to start snowing. Also, if you're going to go to Yoga Fort, you need to bring your own yoga mat. Okay. Schedule time. Okay. There's just like, I just picked out a bunch of stuff. Okay. Don't take my word for all of these, but like part of the journey of Treefort is just checking stuff out. So here's some things. I'm just going to pick some of these, but I really went off in the newsletter, so you can go look at that whole thing. Okay. Here's a couple things. So on Wednesday, all day, I think it starts at 11 a.m., there's a Art Fort crossover thing with Boise Mart happening at AI Studios. This is like a little market kind of thing. I think it sounds cool. The main stage kickoff is at 4:10 p.m. on Wednesday, March 20th with local band Bittermint. That will be a fun one. If you want to like really get going with some rap and hip hop, you should check out Flanna Boss. They're playing at main stage at 5:30 p.m. It's this really cool like girl rap duo. I already talked about the Amano dinner, but that's happening at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. And the reason why I can't go to that is because I will be at CMAT, like C-M-A-T. She's playing at the Hideout stage. She is a Irish pop star that I just freaking love her so much. I can't wait to see her. So that's at 6:20 p.m. Another really fun one is at 6:50 p.m. on Wednesday, AKA Bell, local rock band. They're playing at Shrine Social Club in the ballroom. If you like kind of like folk indie music, you will probably want to be at Dawes and Lucius. They're on the main stage at 7:40 p.m. And if you need some like high energy indie rock, 8 p.m., the Moss at the Hideout, they're great. They were amazing at Flipside Fest a couple years ago. And then some more hip hop for you, Malik Elijah. He's playing at Treefort Music Hall at 9 p.m. I really like his stuff. And if you're just like, I don't know where to go, but I need to be entertained right now, you should go to Nordista Freeze at the Bandshell. He's on at 9:10 p.m. and he's just crazy. A couple years ago when there was a stage at like what it's Matlax now, but it used to be Pre-Funk. There was a stage there and he like took off a bunch of his clothes, not in a weird way. For some reason, like it was fine. And then he like ran around through the crowd and then he went to go get back up on stage and the security guard, like for whatever reason, didn't realize that he was the performer and straight up tackled him, like thought that he was like a streaker and tackled him. Which props to the security guard for like doing his job, but oh my god, I will never forget that. Okay, anyways, at 11 p.m. on Wednesday, Pokey Lafarge is playing at Shrine Social Club in the ballroom. I don't know even how to is it like country? I don't know, but I like it. So that would be a good one. Okay, and then on Thursday, March 21st, you could get started with some yoga. Yoga Fort's happening all morning starting at 10 a.m. Same with Hack Fort. Hack Fort has a ton of demos, a huge interactive space. Like they have so many different events and those kick off around noon. You could go see a local podcast. Behind Gray Walls is the Old Pens podcast. That's a free event. That's happening at 2 p.m. at Pod Fort, which is in the Boise Center. At 2:40 p.m., Boise badass band Blood Lemon is at the main stage. I freaking love Blood Lemon. You should go see them. And then another cool local band playing at 4:30 is Up Is the Down Is the. They're playing at Lost Grove Brewing. That's a free show and all ages. Another awesome local show that's happening on Thursday at 5 p.m. is The Kindness at Treefort Music Hall. 6 p.m. on Thursday, Street Eats is happening at the zoo. I already told you about that. You should get a ticket while you can. And at 7 p.m., there's some comedy short films happening at Film Fort. Comedy Fort starts at 8 p.m. on Thursday. Those are happening at Mad Sweet Brew Hall. And then a fun one for Thursday night at 9:10 p.m., the Lowdown Brass Band is playing at the Bandshell. They're like a big brass band, of course, but they do like all kinds of covers and just like funky tunes. I think that one's going to be cool. That's free. At 9:10 p.m. also, the Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis are at Shrine Social Club. It's some like kind of crazy instrumental stuff. It's kind of bluesy. I think that'll be a fun one. Let's see what else. What else? At 11:30 p.m. at the Basque Center, Lounge on Fire is playing. That's a local kind of like funk rock project. And then if you want to dance, you should probably go to Frank Moody at Treefort Music Hall. That's at 11:50 p.m. That will be really fun. And then if you like want to do some headbanging into the wee hours, you should go to Shrine Social Club in the ballroom. A Place to Bury Strangers will be going on at 12:10 p.m. That one's going to be sick. Okay. And then on Friday, 1 p.m., there's some documentaries happening at Film Fort. That'll be cool. Lots of Fort stuff happening on Friday morning. Also at 2:30 p.m., Mungo is at the main stage. That's a cool local project. That's really, he's doing a lot of really cool stuff right now. If you're a Mudhoney fan, Mudhoney, you know, the band, Steve Turner of Mudhoney is doing a talk at Story Fort. That's at 4 p.m. on Friday. That's a free one. There's a cool, like, noisy rock band that I like called Biblioteca. They're playing at Treefort Music Hall at 5:20 p.m. If you kind of like rock stuff, I've got two ideas for you. Jesus Christ Taxi Driver is at Cyclops Stage at 7 p.m. That one's on the Grove and that's free. Or you could go over to Lost Grove Brewing and see Sundog. That's at 7 p.m. also. At 7:30 p.m., Wend is playing at Shrine Social Club in the ballroom. That is a local band that involves a harp. It's very cool. I really like that band. Of course, you might want to do some dancing tonight also. That at 8:40 p.m., you should go see Channel Triss. He's at the main stage. And then let's see what else. Again, maybe you should end the night headbanging. And if you would like to do that, you should go to Itchy Kitty at the Shredder. That's one of my favorite punk bands ever. I just love them. They're at 12:30 a.m. Okay, and then on Saturday, bear with me, we got two more days. Saturday, 11 a.m., there's an ambient zine making workshop that's happening with Art Fort at AI Studios, and that's free. Also, there's a local short films block happening at Film Fort. That's also at 11 a.m. And that's happening at the old bus station where the Idaho Film Society is now. I just did a story about that, so you should know all about that now. There's a Comedy Fort brunch happening at Ale Fort. That's free. That starts at 12:20 p.m. Ashley Young is a really great singer. She's at 1 p.m. at Cyclops Stage, so that's a free show. If you like some sweet, sweet folk music, you'll love Odie Lee. She's great. She's at the Hideout Stage at 6:20 p.m. And if you want to see some dance, tonight is the night. You should be going to the Morrison Center, and you should be there early, but you should definitely be there by 6:20 p.m. to see LED. They're a local project. It's a live band and dance. They have a new thing that they're debuting. And then that's followed by Patrick Watson, the pianist and composer from Canada. You might know him. If not, you should. And he will be performing with the Boise Philharmonic at Morrison Center. And they are doing a collab where Ballet Idaho is dancing with them. So that's going to be really cool. That's at 7:30 p.m. That is one. Sorry, I'm putting on chapstick. That's one that you can go to with your wristband, or you can just buy a ticket to go see that. Also, hot tip, if you buy one of those tickets, you can park at the Morrison Center for free that day. Hot tip. Okay, anyways, at 7 p.m. on Saturday, Sema Funks at the main stage. I'm really excited about this one. He's like an Afro-Cuban pop funk guy. It's going to be really cool and fun, I think. Here's another interesting one for you. 7:50 p.m. at the Bandshell, there's a band called Mambo Sauce. That's the only way I can describe this is like hip hop rock. I don't know. Take a listen and tell me if you have a different description, but okay. And then two that I'm really excited about, which is a major schedule conflict, 9 p.m. Briston Maroney on the main stage. He's got some great tunes. But then Mega Cat's over at Shrine Social Club, and I freaking love Mega Cat. If you're familiar with the band Smokey Brights, this is a new project involving some of those band members. Of course, I like this name, Mega Cat, but I also really love their music, so I'm really excited about that. At 11:50 p.m., Man Diaz is a really cool local project. They're playing at the Shredder. And then at 12:10 p.m., Drama, which is like a DJ, kind of like electronic style duo. They're at Treefort Music Hall. And then at 12:50 p.m., Motric, which is this project out of Portland, they're playing at Neuralux. I pretty much listen to Motric exclusively while I write from Boise music stories. I do not write music for Boise. I love Motric. I will definitely be at that show. Okay, and then Sunday. Never miss a Sunday show, people. At 10 a.m., Poetry and Mimosas is happening at Story Fort. The Hack Fort is doing their board games and brunch. That's at 10 a.m. Also, Drag Brunch is happening at Ale Fort Lounge. That starts at 12:20 p.m. There is also a disco derby, like a roller disco thing, that's happening at Main Street Station. That's at 2 p.m. And Main Street Station is like the underground bus station. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't, you should go down there and check it out. At 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, Daka Braka is playing on the main stage. That's a must-see for me. They are a Ukrainian quartet that makes noises that I've never heard before, and I love it. I can't wait to see them. Another cool one is at 5:40 p.m., Zaya Maze. They're playing at Boise Brewing, so that's a free show, and they are a Basque band from the Basque Country. That's a good one. At 6:30 p.m., Dead, one of my all-time favorite bands. I am obsessed with Dead, spelled D-E-H-D. They're at the main stage at 6:30. Another one I think would be fun for a Sunday night is at 9 p.m., Cool Company. They're playing at Treefort Music Hall. It's kind of like this hip-hop R&B stuff. And then another one, just like for the people who are really going to go for it, at midnight on Sunday, technically Monday, Fleet Mac Wood is at Treefort Music Hall. They're like a disco Fleetwood Mac band. I don't know. That's it. Okay, so that's like so much information, but I want you to come to Treefort and check it out because it's really honestly like it's one of the best weeks in Boise. It's just It's such a good time. It's such a cool way to check out like what's going on in our city. All of the forts just have like they put all of these different communities and like industries that are happening in Boise on display. I mean, it's film, comedy, food, drinks, drag. I already said film. Like all the kids stuff, art, yoga. I mean, it's just so many things. So even if you like, if you're not ready to buy a ticket, don't. Just go walk around. If you really want to see something on the main stage, you could just buy a main stage pass. But it's really awesome. And I really want you to come. So if you have any questions about Treefort, let me know. You can email me at marissa@fromboise.com and I will answer them for you on Thursday. All right. I'm tired of talking, so I'm gonna go. Thanks for listening.